This show furnished by Stan Katzer Productions.
It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Let the midnight special shine a light on.
I was waiting.
That's Kristen. Kristen, sing with us.
Oh, nobody wants to hear me sing.
Everybody out there on the road, it's St. Patrick's Day, and we have been partying all day. We're a little nuts. So this show is, So what's your problem? And I think the police may be having some problems out there. It's St. Patty's Day, but we're having a good time. Cozy in the studio, but we've all had kind of a crazy day today.
Since I don't drink green beer, I made green wine. I just put food coloring in my white wine.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Well,
why not?
The rumor on you is you'll drink wine, purple, orange, it doesn't matter.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
You're correct. I don't know myself. It's just a thought I had getting to know you a little bit.
Actually, you could do that at Christmas time, too.
Yeah.
Put green food coloring, a white wine.
Red.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. For some reason in wine, beer, you know, beer. You're going to, I don't know, wine?
Oh. We're gonna get a little too classless for you.
You're going to get like a pooey fusée.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. The name of the show is So What's Your Problem? And this, by the way, is the weekly radio program. We've been on 3 years, so you guys know the show. Where we solve, resolve, give you some insight into your problems, help you out. Like even tonight, you know, watch the roads, be careful. Make sure you get Kristen's food coloring in your drink. Sounds fantastic. Okay, so as I usually do, first of all, I want to wave a special hello to the greatest tech, sound engineer, producer, Wayman.
Wayman.
Hey. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you.
Wayman.
Wayman's the name.
How you doing,
Sugar? There it is. Here's the people in our studio audience. Give it a round of applause. And let me turn to my right. Our gal is a fitness, nutrition, and all things health expert. And, by the way,
yes,
she is a model, a spokesperson. She is a, what is she? Oh, yes, she's beautiful.
I'm a mystery.
And she is a celebrity red carpet interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
She has been a... what else have you been?
Oh my God.
We forget. You've been so many things.
My resume is so extensive.
Yeah, she's been a news anchor.
Yes, worst job ever.
News anchor.
Worst job ever.
Why was it? No, Kristen, maybe our people want it. Why was it? What do you consider your worst job ever?
Because
people aspire to get those jobs. It's a big job.
It's depressing.
Oh, the news, you mean?
Yes.
Local news.
It's depressing.
Yeah.
There's nothing positive, fun about it. It is just bad seed after bad seed after bad story.
So, like, if it bleeds, it leads.
It's awful.
Is what they say.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the news. That's what news is. It's one protocol every station, and it's horrible. I hated it. It was not for me.
Nothing's changed.
It did not fit in with my unicorn rainbow bubblegum-filled world.
I know that. This is a gal looking at life through rose-colored glasses.
Always. Always.
Wait a minute. Do you listen? You listen to much local news?
Well, I work in news, so,
yeah, so
you get inundated by it.
Forgive me, I forgot. We are in a radio studio.
Not everyone has just fluff like.
All right,
we
now
do,
the
Stan.
News of the day: Trump fired Tillerson in a couple of days ago.
Oh,
no.
Okay. The only guy who's doing his job, he gets fired.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
isn't that crazy?
I like what you said. Yeah, and. You know, if you're going to get fired and you're doing your job, why not learn through someone's tweet?
Oh, isn't that the
whole... Yeah. That's hey, I fired Wayman today. I'm sorry. Oh, Wyman. I thought I was doing my job. He was the only one that acted like presidential, actually.
And didn't Trump really fight for Tillerson, too?
Yeah.
In the beginning, yeah.
Well, he was a businessman. You know, Exxon is like one of the largest countries, you know, if you consider the size and the workforce of Exxon. Well, there's a whole lot of shakeup going on in Washington, D.C. Anyway, let's see. Maybe we should tell me a little bit, Kristen, what are you doing lately for health purposes.
Oh, well, Stan.
You know, you're doing things with your skin and yeah. your body.
I have
great.
Found the greatest new product, and my friend Robert is going to come on the phone here in a second.
Robert
introduced me to this amazing liquid collagen, and it's like I'm turning into a vampire or a werewolf. No. I should say werewolf. My nails are growing fast. My skin is glowing. My hair is growing
quickly. Let me ask, wait a minute. Do we have Robert on the phone?
Yes, we do.
All right, Kristen, why don't you bring him on in?
All right, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I am, I got problems. That's why I'm calling.
That's good. Hey, Robert, how you doing? This is Stan.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
All right, well, you know, we're here. We want to hear your problems, or whatever they may be. Robert, what is going on? And you may have just heard Kristen talking about
our fat shrinking collagen that we're so excited about.
I guess we have you to help with this great appearance breakthrough, shall we say?
Appearance breakthrough. I like that.
It's an appearance breakthrough. But what's up with you, Robert? Tell us a little, you know, about yourself, what's going on, where you're from, and how you got into making people look better and eating healthier, I understand.
Well, I am, thank you. I actually helped solve the problem, like Kristen, that people have when it comes to losing weight and aging gracefully, like looking their absolute best as they mature in life.
Because I know for me, I am not going down. I am fighting it. I will fight. Right, Robert?
And Robert, is this stuff working for you? How do you look?
I feel like I look okay.
Robert looks good.
Kristen, you met Robert?
Yeah, I've known Robert for a long time.
He looks good?
Robert looks great.
All right. Well, Kristen, go ahead. Do the interview.
All right. Robert, go ahead.
Robert, tell us about, you know, seriously, what you do, what you've done, how you came into this business and industry.
Well, I'm a certified nutritionist. My undergrad's in dietetics. I have a master's in counseling psychology, and I've been in the fitness world forever, like Kristen. And so for 20-plus years, I've been helping people lose weight, but lose weight eating foods that they love.
That's done.
A lot of work with the big Aetnas and Anthems and United Healthcare. I served on the Presidential Task Force on Obesity. Done work with like the National Medical Association, the American Association, Medical Association. I've done studies, research, and I've worked with a lot of celebrities from Toni Braxton, Ricky Lake, LaToya Jackson, to professional athletes like Bobby Bonilla, Fernando Vargas.
Bobby Bonilla grew up down the street from me. He's a little older than me.
Well, Bobby is my man. He's actually my friend also.
Is that true?
Oh, we're very, very close.
You know what? I never knew that Bonilla to Hispanic people is a very common name.
Bonilla?
Right?
Really?
Yeah, Bonilla. Yeah. Well, I also had a friend that called himself Bonilla. But Bonilla is very common. So I meet a guy, you know, Carlos Bonilla. I go, oh, you know, Bobby? Anyway. Yeah. How did you meet Bobby, Robert?
Bobby saw me on TV talking about how you can eat what you want and still lose weight.
Really? Yeah, that's a nice thing.
He had just spent $30,000 at the Cleveland Clinic, and he was like, you know what? That didn't work, so let me call this guy.
Wow, $30,000. Robert's like, can you get that $30,000 back for me, please?
Exactly. At least we will enjoy the process. And I kid you not, we had our first meeting at Cheesecake Factory.
Really? I like it already.
And we were talking about losing weight.
Well, it sounds good. I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell us
where to
find you?
Well, anybody can direct email or Facebook message me if they want to find out about the fat shrinking collagen. But I'm going to let Robert say what it is and why it works.
Yeah.
Yes, Robert, please go ahead.
Yeah, I would tell people go to Kristen. But in short, you know, I followed all of the clinicals. And from being a clinically based weight loss guy, there's a product out that is a collagen fat shrinker. And it serves two big, big purposes. One, you have like the only collagen in the marketplace that actually mirrors our own collagen. And it helps everything with joint health, mobility, skin, nails, hair. It helps people look younger. It actually causes like your face to look more youthful, and it inhibits certain enzymes that cause wrinkling in the skin. And then you have the flip of that, where it has this ingredient that actually helps shrink fat cells, and that means that you get leaner. And in all the studies, women who were consuming it regularly dropped a lot of fat in their thighs and their belly area, and with men, primarily belly, and this was without any exercise and without changing any of their nutrition.
And it's great. It's a tablespoon once or twice a day.
Oh, so it's easy
to
ingest.
Yes.
It's so easy. Like one of their, they have a flavor that's like a vanilla. And what I do most of the time now is I take it and I put a tablespoon in my coffee. And
good idea, yeah.
I was going to do that this morning with my tea. It didn't quite happen.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I was going to ask you about that.
I'll tell you what, this stuff sounds like it tastes a lot better than my apple cider vinegar regimen.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Robert, please do us a favor, because we're coming up against the break. Tell us where to find you, how to find out about the products, website, whatever, and we'll make sure our listeners get it down. So listeners, get ready. Your smartphones, a pen or paper if you're at home. Take this down. You're going to look better. You're not going to age. You're going to lose weight, and you could eat what you want.
I like that. Well, they can go to Diet Free Life.
Diet Free Life. Okay.
Yeah, we have a free newsletter, and when possible, mention Kristen.
Okay.
If a person is interested in anything that we're doing, we give anyone that is referred by Kristen an added discount.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she actually has a carte blanche with us, and just because of her name, people win.
Yes. Okay, we got it. So let's say that one more time. Ask for Kristen, and then we, we got to move on. So please please say it again.
Just go to dietfreelife.com.
Dietfreelife.com. Ask for Kristen.
That's it.
All right, Robert.
All I do is and join our free newsletter, and we're good to go.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks for joining the show. And
thanks, Robert.
A very happy.
See you soon.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah.
On this diet, I'm going to be eating that corned beef.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Robert. Thanks for calling, Robert. Good luck with all that health stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Great.
All that health stuff, as if you don't know what it is.
Well, I know what it is, but it's more like, it's your thing. You're our health fitness guru.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get a guy on and his...
I try to bully you into getting healthier. It's not working.
I like to think it is because I'm now on the diet. All I need to do is take the collagen gel.
That's right.
I started already.
Okay.
I can eat cheeseburgers and French fries, but now all I need is to take the drink.
There you go.
Then I'll start losing the weight.
My best friend took it. She goes, I'm not sure if I drank it or ate it. It's a little thick.
But it's a drink, isn't it?
It's a tablespoon of liquid, but it's a little yogurt.
But seriously,
it's good.
I do have apple cider vinegar 2-3 times a day.
I know, and that is great for you too.
But it's also good for your psyche because you think maybe it's good for you.
But it's just that the apple cider vinegar, you're like,
oh, it's amazing. I wake up, shot of apple cider vinegar.
Do you crave it now?
Yeah, like right now, I can't wait for the show to be over so I can run to the store and get it. All right, listen out there. It's St. Patrick's Day. Behave on the road. Do anything you want. Get insane. Take your clothes off. Go running down the street. Don't get arrested. Because a certain attractive co-host last year, I'm not going to say what she did, but it's still on YouTube, but I can't say under what category. All right, Kristen, we're up against the break.
Okay, I got a great story for you when we come
on
back.
On St. Patrick's Day?
About St. Patrick's
Day. All right, anyway, I'm Stan Katzer, the Talk Radio 790 KBC with the great Wayman engineer and Kristen Harold. Come back on the other side.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Play your perfect combination.
For me, it's pool time, pedicures, and poker.
Spa, shopping, sushi, repeat.
Whatever you love to do, you'll find more ways to escape at the all-new Pechanga Resort Casino in Temecula.
Is your business having tax problems? Do you owe back taxes? Or has your company been threatened by the IRS, Franchise Tax Board, or EDD? If you have any issues with your taxes, reach out to the Blue Law Group now. These powerful agencies can take your home, hard-earned money, affect your current paycheck, and seize your property. Let tax attorney Michael Blue handle your tax situation. Get your free consultation by calling 833-STOP-TAX. That's 833-STOP-TAX. Or visit them at BlueLawGroup.com. That's BlueLawGroup.com.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. My House Smarts Minute is sponsored by CLR, Calcium Lime and Rust Remover. Get your day back with powerful, efficient cleaners. You know, planting bulbs right now for the spring is a chance to give yourself a little surprise. As long as the ground is not frozen, for those of you in colder climates, you can plant your bulbs. Just make sure to plant them at least 4 to 6 inches deep and surround them with some rich planting soil to give them some added nutrients. In a few months, those flowers will be popping up out of the ground, signaling spring. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this. No matter what kind of clean you need, don't trust it to any cleaner. Trust CLR. It's the only cleaner in its category to earn the EPA's Safer Choice Seal. Tough stains, hard water buildup, CLR takes care of it all. Look for the Safer Choice Seal and trust your clean to CLR, celebrating 50 years of making quick work of tough jobs. Visit CLRbrands.com to find more info on their family of products and where to buy.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. If it's Doolin's on Crenshaw, it's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
Tony Gatliff here, host of Military Resource Radio, the only show that enlightens our audience regarding military-related resources. We also discuss real estate, mortgages, current events, and a little bit of everything. Military Resource Radio, Sundays at 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Oh, Danny boy.
Oh, my God. It's
the pipe.
It's St. Patrick's Day. And I think this is Johnny Cash singing Oh, Danny Boy. You know, a lot of people don't know that this is one of the most beautiful Irish songs, but also amazingly sad if you ever listen to the lyrics.
Did I just get done saying that I live in a rainbow-filled, unicorn, bubblegum, rose-colored glasses-filled world?
It's you, it's you.
I can't take it.
Must go, and I must bide. But come ye back.
Wayman, really? I mean,
I had to hear Johnny Cash sing it.
Okay, let's get serious. It's St. Patrick's Day night. People are going insane.
I'm just glad I'm working.
Today I hit, and this is why I'm in such a great mood, I hit Houlihan's, Hallahan's, Hennessy's, O'Brien's, O'Reilly's, McTanavish, McDonald's, Meshuggah's. That was the greatest place.
McSugar.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Kristen Harrell.
Yes.
Spell this for me.
Oh, Lord.
MacDonald.
You just spelled it. MacDonald.
No, I mean, what is it? I mean, what is it? MacDonald, okay?
It's a name.
Okay, you ready?
What?
MacSHane.
McShahan?
Yeah, McShane. Very good.
McShane.
How about this? MacFarley.
McFarley?
Okay. MacSH.
What is the point of
listen.
This? Okay.
MacHine.
McInerney?
MAC, Kristen. HINE.
MacHiney.
No.
MacHiney?
Let's try it again. MacHine.
MacHine. MacHine.
Right.
MacHine.
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 All right. Thank you. Took us 20 minutes to get through
that.
Oh, my
God.
So I got it to spell machine wrong.
You got me.
All right. I think we have someone on the phone, and I'd like to start off by saying, to whom am I speaking with?
It's Giselle.
Giselle. I love that name, Giselle. And that is a very lovely name, Giselle.
Well, thank you again.
What are you doing to enjoy yourself on this? What'd you do for St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick's evening right now?
Well, actually, I had plans to go out, but I ended up staying home.
So. Why?
Smart woman.
I don't know. Our plans fell through, so I thought I'd give you a call and ask some advice.
All right. What is going on?
Well, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 years now, and I want to get married, and he doesn't want to, I feel, and I want to have kids. He's not sure, all that stuff. I really love this guy so much, but I feel like he doesn't want to commit. Do you think I should give him the boot or what?
Well, Kristen and I may have different ideas. I'll tell you as a life coach, of course. All right.
Certified.
First of all, Giselle, where did you meet him?
I actually met him at a softball game that my nieces were having.
Oh, my God. That's cool. All right. So his daughter or niece, well, obviously not his daughter, he had a child playing in the game, or he just saw you and wanted to...
I think he was there with cousins and family and that kind of thing.
Watching the game.
Right.
All right. And you said you love him. Now, do you live together or you're just dating but see each other all the time?
We live together, actually.
Okay. So after 2 years, when at first did the conversation of children and marriage come up?
Well, we've always kind of thrown it around a little bit. Yeah, we want to get married someday. Yeah, we want to have kids. But now, you know, I'm 29. Uh-huh. All my friends are getting married. They're all having kids. And I'm feeling bug. I really want to do this. And I'm feeling that he's not on the same page.
All right, let's. Can we ask Kristen a little bit of opinion?
And please. I love Kristen.
Well, you know, Kristen is a very lovely single gal. But what's your point of view on this?
It's a tough one for me. I mean, being someone that was in a 10-year relationship with someone who said he was going to marry me and then didn't marry me, I would say cut your losses.
But then the reason why they broke up, he claimed was...
He wanted to have kids.
He may wanted a younger gal, or he wanted to have kids.
Yeah, and I was getting too
old. But you see what Kristen says, I kind of agree with it. As hard as it is, I think you have to do the old... I hate to say, you know, the fish hook cut bait kind of thing.
But yeah, I think
you got to make a deadline.
And you don't want to do what do you call it?
Ultimatum.
Ultimatum. No. No, God,
but
you, no, don't
no
do
but
that.
Would you do say, look, I love you. I want to have children. If you're not sure at this minute, right? Today is March 17th. It's St. Patrick's Day. Why don't we say April 15th, tax day? That's right. Tell me if you want to, you know, if you're ready to get married and have a child.
Isn't that kind of an ultimatum in a little bit?
That's an ultimatum.
It is an ultimatum.
Yeah, but, well, it's, no, I don't think it's, well, you know what? Then you got to give, call it whatever you want. Euphemistically, you could say a date, whatever you want to say. But I'm telling you as a parent of someone, I have a daughter your age, Giselle. And I'm telling you that that would be my advice to her. Because you know what? It just goes on and on and on. And the guy's going to string you along, tell you what you want to hear, hope the conversation goes away. But it's never going to go away in your heart and your mind. Wayman, what do you think about this? Wayman, our engineer, what do you think?
Well,
what would you advise Giselle?
I think the guy that left Kristen was an idiot.
Well, that's
number one.
That is very well established.
Well, thank you.
As many times I like to kill her, the guy is an idiot.
But I agree with your point that if he's going to string her along until he sees something better. And
yeah, or
guys are idiots like
or
that.
Or he just doesn't want a child, and then Giselle is just a year, 2-3 years down the road. In the same place.
Yeah, Giselle, this is probably a situation where you have to be a little selfish.
Now, why is that? Now, wait, I want to hear this. Giselle, hold on a minute.
Meaning she has to look out for herself. Because I think we as women tend to look out for our men.
But we don't have to. Right. We got to just take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
What are you going to look at for this schlemiel? Doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to have kids? Forget about it.
No. I'm on her side here.
Yeah. Giselle.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I'm really pissed off.
Okay.
You know, I don't like if people, it's not selfish. We have to take responsibility for what we want in our own lives.
Wrong words. Look out
for
herself.
We have to take responsibility in what we want.
I agree.
Would like to have this man as a husband.
Right.
But you know what, Giselle, I'm guessing, and this is something Kristen Harrell would say, it's not all that easy, is it, in a month, if he tells you, no, I don't want to do it.
No, it's not easy.
It's not going to be easy, but that's where I'm going to have to, you know, make a decision.
Yeah.
Because this is, I know this is what I want.
Right.
This is going to be my future. I want to have kids. I want to get married. That's something that I want to do.
And you know what?
But I love him so much. That's my other thing.
I know, but you know what?
Crazy.
You love him so much, but this is the most important decision a couple can make. And part of loving somebody so much, you know, you have fun doing things together. You enjoy each other. So this is maybe your most important value, the thing that you want to do most in life right now, and he doesn't share that. So, you know, I get it.
I think he shares it, but he just needs a little bit of a push.
Ah!
Give him a little bit of a
push. There you go. Now, listen, you know I'm Jewish. Are you Jewish by any chance?
Oh my God. No.
The Jewish women like to push their men. We like, you know, we call it a little push, but we call it, you know, poop or get off the pot, fish or cut bait. Then the mother-in-law goes, so what's going to be with you two? Do you have a... You got to get a Jewish mother-in-law. I could have mine.
Do you have some experience with that, Stan?
No, I could get mine, but she's dead. Oh, I'm so, anyway. But, yeah, she would say, you bring the guy over. She makes dinner, you know, gefilte fish, brisket, and all that. And
yeah.
She goes, so what's gonna, then she goes, so what's going to be with you two? And that'll end the relationship. All right, let me ask you. Okay, I think the three of us have given you some good advice. And
good luck,
Giselle, tell the truth. Didn't you already know in your heart that that's kind of what you were thinking you'd have to do?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I need to do the big push.
All right.
I'm wanting some affirmation from you guys to do it. That's all.
Right. And believe me, you sound like a lovely lady, and I am ready to have children with you. All right, listen, Giselle, just leave the number with the producer. I actually have very good sperm flow and count. All right, no, Giselle, I want to ask you a question. We've given some fun questions today. You ready?
I'm ready.
Giselle, what's one thing about you that surprises people?
That's what?
What's one thing about you, Giselle, that surprises people?
That I'm a love bug.
Oh, that's sweet. I like
kind of figured that. She's in love.
Like
she wants the children. Oh, you like love, huh?
Oh,
you
yeah.
like to give love, get love. All right, Giselle.
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Oh, my God. I am also. All right, Giselle, great call. It's not too late. Go out on the town. Kristen Harrell is talking about making green wine. It sounds completely disgusting. So don't have that.
Food coloring is flavorless.
Have a green beer, and I'll meet you at one of my 8 favorite Irish pubs. McAllarin, Houlihan, Schmalahan.
McKinney.
Shmavalovich's, McHines, McShane, and McFarland's. All right?
All right.
All right, Giselle, thank you very much for calling. And can you follow up with us next week, really?
Yes, I'm definitely going to call you back and let you know what happened.
We'd like to have a continuing saga on this. Great call.
All right, Stan, what is something that's surprising to people about you?
Well, let me ask you this. I want to ask.
I'll
tell you what surprised me. Really, I'll be honest. But what's one thing that about you that surprises people?
Yeah.
You, I'm asking. You.
I asked you first.
Okay. I have been told sometimes, you know, that, you know, maybe, I don't know what it is. I'm from New York or whatever. And I don't really think I'm a guy with like a big attitude or anything. But I know one guy told me, he was, you know, I knew him kind of superficially, acquaintance. He says, you know, Stan, when I first saw you and met you, I thought you were just a huge a-hole. and an arrogant, like an arrogant New York guy. But you know, you're one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Thank you. All right. Come back on the other side. Stan Katz of 790 Talk Radio. Kristen Harrell, Wayman, our great engineer. It's St. Patrick's Day. Stay with us. We got some more great calls coming up and some more of our quiz, today's quiz. All right. Enjoy. Are we getting some morbid Irish music?
Sounds Miami Vice-ish to me.
Oh, is it? Oh, this is my favorite song.
Tonight.
It's my favorite song. I've been waiting. Is
my
that
favorite
it?
TV show ever.
Yeah. What did I say? Favorite movie. Is that the song? Oh, my God. Kristen.
Good ear, girl.
That's sex all over Kristen. That show. It is. I mean, has there ever been a sexier TV show?
Greatest show ever.
Yeah. The two stars and the whole Miami scene. Yeah. It's a very cool show.
Yeah.
All right. We never got to the... It's a Phil... Phil song.
Phil Collins
song. All right, maybe on the other side, Wayman, we could actually hear the other part of it. Shit, damn it. The guy's been at McFarland's all day. Or was it O'Reilly's?
Molly Malone's.
Yeah,
there
okay.
We go, Molly Malone's.
All right, come back on the other side.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. As is usually the case, speed and alcohol are under consideration for the reason a Maserati crashed into a tree in Long Beach, splitting the sports car in two and resulting in the death of one of its occupants. It happened around 7 o'clock Friday night on Los Coyotes Diagonal near Outer Traffic Circle. The average price of a gallon of self-serve regular unleaded in L.A. County is up for the 12th consecutive day, increasing 0.8 of a penny to $3.484. A long list of street closures for the 33rd annual Los Angeles Marathon. You can find them all at lamarathon.com. But the street shutdowns are going to begin at 4 o'clock in the morning for the early stages of the 33rd annual Los Angeles Marathon. Again, that website for all the info is lamarathon.com. 790 KABC SoCal weather overnight. Chance of showers, otherwise partly cloudy, low 46. Mostly sunny on Sunday, high 62. Right now it's overcast 55 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Don't wait until the tax deadline to get the most from your tax return. Tax Defense Partners can help you now to get the best refund and put you in the best tax position possible. Tax Defense Partners has over 20 years of experience helping businesses and individuals. Tax Defense Partners will always maximize deductions and tax credits available to you. Don't overpay or lose any part of your refund to the IRS. And call Tax Defense Partners now at 888-884-1165. That's 888-884-1165. If you have a tax problem, don't fight the IRS alone. Tax Defense Partners may be able to settle your debt for significantly less than originally owed. Tax Defense Partners will help protect your business, wages, and assets. Avoid further tax trouble, penalties, interest, and late fees. Call Tax Defense Partners now at 888-884-1165. That's 888-884-1165.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Hey, what's going on around your house? Need a little help? A second opinion? Well, I'm here to help answer any questions you have about your home. All you have to do is call. Join me, Lou Manfredini, every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on House Smarts Radio, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
When Irish hearts are happy and the world seems bright again.
That's a... We are very eclectic tonight, Stan. We went from Phil Collins to...
How do we sing this?
I don't know what it is.
Well, Irish eyes are smiling all over the world. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's like almost 1 in the morning. We're still celebrating.
I put in green contacts today, too.
Oh, you have green on a little bit?
Can't you tell?
Eyeshadow? Your teeth. My teeth are green.
My teeth.
All right, anyway, so you listen to us. What's your problem? We solve your problems, whatever your problem is. It's kind of an open mic tonight because it's St. Patty's Day. And may I ask, to whom am I speaking with? Hello?
All right, well, in the meantime, I'm going to tell you my St. Patrick's Day story.
Go
ahead. This is why I don't go out on St. Patrick's Day.
What's up with St. Patrick's Day?
My ex-boyfriend and I had moved into a place in Hermosa Beach, like a little dumpy place. We were sort of in between places. We were moving down from Idaho. And
he or you moved together?
We moved together.
In Hermosa.
Yeah. So we're in this little tiny place in Hermosa.
Yeah.
It's St. Patrick's Day. We'd gone out for a very nice dinner at the Chart House, but we were in bed early.
Right.
Literally midnight, I think, you just hear, we hear smashing glass and sirens.
Especially
and
in Hermosa Beach.
I mean, cop cars everywhere surrounding the building. There's SWAT. Some guy down the way had gone nuts on his girlfriend.
Oh,
ex-girlfriend.
My God.
He climbed up the fireplace.
Yeah.
Or the fire escape.
Yeah.
Stabbed the guy that she was with.
Wait a minute. Because she was with another guy.
She was with another guy. He freaks out.
Oh, my God.
He basically takes over the apartment. My boyfriend at the time was trying to shove me under the bed. There was no room. But he was like, get under the bed. Get under the bed. I'm like, there's no room for me under the bed.
What was he going to do about it?
I don't know. He's just completely like, what are you doing?
I get under the bed with you.
But it's like you go towards the windows and they're like, get away from the windows. It was the craziest. And this went on for hours. They were standing off with this guy. He was an ex-military guy, had lost his mind.
Yeah.
And it was insane. So I just will never go out for St. Patrick's Day. I think it's kind of out of control.
All right, I hear you. Yeah. Okay. Kirsten, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Like, why ever leave the house again?
Exactly.
Whatever. Okay.
Especially with Instacart.
We have a caller. To whom am I speaking with?
This is Gabe.
Hello, Gabe. Now, is it Gabriel or Gabe?
Just plain old Gabe.
Not shortened from Gabriel, huh?
Nope.
I had a lady.
I don't want to even think of the name Gabriel.
All right, because this way I don't have to say something stupid like blow your horn. All right, so listen, Gabe, first of all, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. Have
Coming
you been
up.
To any of the Irish pubs? Oh, Marley's?
No, why not? I'm very conservative.
Oh, you
very conservative.
I like staying home.
Let me ask you something, Gabe. Would you drink green wine? If I made green wine for you, would
Kristen
you drink it?
If Kristen made green wine just for you, would you drink it? To me, it's the most nauseating thing.
I taste it first.
Right. Why not?
If it was good, I'd go for it.
He's not so conservative. He's a little open-minded.
Okay, but you don't want to put green crap in a good bottle of... Okay. Anyway, Gabe, let me ask you... Can I ask you a question before we begin? Seriously.
Yeah, can I tell you something, too?
can I ask you a question first?
Yes.
All right. I'm very serious now. Gabe, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Buy low, sell high.
All right. There you go.
Okay.
Buy low, sell high. Yeah.
Okay, Gabe. What's your problem?
Yeah. What's your problem now, brother?
Well, first, I'd like to say thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say it's good. I'm going to say it's bellissimo.
Bellissimo. Oh, you're Italian. Gabe is Italian. And that means beautiful, right?
Yeah.
You think the show's a beautiful show.
Yeah.
Well, you know
why,
Gabe? I'm going to make about 10,000 people in their cars vomit right now. Because we think you callers are bellissimo.
Oh,
all right, Gabe, what's your problem before we get thrown off the air?
I got two problems.
Give me one, then two.
One is semi-serious. The other is very serious.
I will wait.
The semi-serious one first.
All right, go ahead. You're the boss. What do you got?
Okay. Now, this has nothing to do with, you know, the love talk you guys talk about, relationships,
right,
all that stuff. This is a practical question.
Okay, lay it on us.
And I want it from, you know, not from experts, but from the ordinary
man
person.
On the street.
Man on the street.
Well, you know, we're both experts.
And woman on the street.
Well, we'll try to help you. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you guys think the stock market is up for a crash?
I do.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't know when, though.
The fascinating thing is, when Trump became president, people were divesting from the market, right? Because they wanted to see what would happen. The stock market has never had a rise like this ever in history.
Right.
No matter what this guy does, the market's going up. No matter what he does. Now, I personally think the North Korea... Look, Tillerson was fired. Market goes up. I really think this North Korea meeting is never going to happen, or they're just going to keep postponing it. And I don't know, you know, with Trump in there, something cataclysmic might happen.
It feels like it's going to, and then it just nothing happens.
Usually I say don't be greedy. I say be greedy, stay on that horse. You're already way ahead anyway, and, you know, stay on, ride the horse. You know what? People don't have any other place to put their money. And once you get the average Joe, you know, with the 10,000, 20,000 bucks to invest, they're missing out. They want to be in the market. Okay, what's the serious question, Gabe?
All right, now you're ready for the serious question, the life-changing question.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
you
Gabe.
You know when you go to the supermarket?
Yes.
And you get your food and stuff, you put it in a cart.
Gabe, do you have any amphetamine in the house you could take? All right, come on, keep going here. You know, we only got an hour's show for crying out.
Yeah, correct.
Go ahead. You go to the supermarket. Go ahead.
You get a card, you get your stuff, you check out. You go to your car.
You go to the bathroom. Keep going, yeah.
You go to your car, you empty the card out. What do you do with the card? Should people be responsible and bring it to their...
Well, I like it.
Let me tell you something. It's funny you say that.
Leave it on the side.
Before Kristen
rolls,
says something.
It smashes someone else's car.
My girlfriend, my girlfriend, who's a native Californian, is the greatest rule follower ever. And I'm not so great with the rules. So she's the one that goes right back, you know, to that rack, whatever it is, and puts it in beautifully.
You should do it, too.
I'm the one that hops it up on the curb.
How much aggravation
I'm guilty.
Can it give?
All right, listen, Gabe, this is an...
This is a life-changing problem.
It kind of is, actually.
This is a credible, this amazing, incredible call.
It is.
We just
it
lost
is a question
three sponsors
about humanity,
and 5,000 listeners.
Responsibility.
All right, Kristen Harrell, what do you do with the damn card?
It depends on how lazy I
okay,
am.
Okay, thank you very much. Hey, Gabe, seriously, love you. Hey, come down. I swear to God, come down to
like
the studio right now. This is not a lie. Right now, Bristol Farms is catering a full St. Patrick's dinner.
Oh,
I had a gigantic, delicious corned beef sandwich with cabbage.
Ugh.
Corned beef and cabbage.
And I'm going back for more when the show's over. Gabe, we love you. Keep calling, all right?
Hey, I love the show. Bellissimo.
Stay in the stock market, brother. Okay, do we have a caller? To whom am I? Yes, to whom am I speaking?
Peter.
Hey, Peter. How are you? Listen, Pete, I got to be honest with you. Are you in a comfortable place right now?
Very comfortable.
Oh, good. So, Peter, let me ask you a question before we get into this. What do you? You sound like a guy that likes to have a good time. All right, I'm going to ask you a hold to be on the other side, but let me ask you a question first, all right? Have you been doing a little St. Patty's partying?
Absolutely.
St. Patrick's Day.
Everybody?
Yeah, what have you been drinking?
That's exactly what I drink.
What
absolute.
Is it?
Absolute. Absolute.
Yeah. Oh, absolute vodka.
No Jameson on St. Patrick's Day.
No Jameson on St. Oh, I got,
an
amazing St. Patrick's Day story. All right, so listen, I'll tell you what, Pete, can you stay with us on the other side and hold through the commercial?
Absolutely.
All right, we want to hear what your problem is. Have another, what is your
absolute? Absolute.
You drink it straight up with a dash of something?
On the rocks.
Rocks. You're a man.
Hardcore.
How about a twist? No twist?
A little bit of lime.
Little lime. I like it. All right. Listen, Peter, hang in. You're the kind of guy we love. And stay with us. I'm Stan Katzer. The show is. So what's your problem? Talk Radio 790-KABC. Here with beautiful co-host Kristen Harrell and the greatest engineer, technician, producer in the history of radio, Wayman.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Imagine what you'd do with an extra $1,000 or $2,000 in your account every single month. Attend a free class to learn what the Wall Street boys hope you'll never find out. If you call now, the Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study course. And then you can start to make your dreams a reality. Call 888-991-TRADE. 888-991-TRADE. Call 888-991-TRADE. That's 888-991-TRADE.
Is your business having tax problems? Do you owe back taxes? Or has your company been threatened by the IRS, Franchise Tax Board, or EDD? If you have any issues with your taxes, reach out to the Blue Law Group now. These powerful agencies can take your home, hard-earned money, affect your current paycheck, and seize your property. Let tax attorney Michael Blue handle your tax situation. Get your free consultation by calling 833-STOP-TAX. That's 833-STOP-TAX. Or visit them at BlueLawGroup.com. That's BlueLawGroup.com.
Where do you get the best soul food in town? I mean the best. If it's Doolin's on Crenshaw, it's for all your catering needs, for all your dining needs. Doolin's on Crenshaw, just south of Stocker.
I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. My number is 310-277-8232. Give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com.
Tony Gatliff here, host of Military Resource Radio, the only show that enlightens our audience regarding military-related resources. We also discuss real estate, mortgages, current events, and a little bit of everything. Military Resource Radio, Sundays at 5 a.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Oh, smooth operator, Sade.
I like this.
You know where I heard this? First time. Sonesta Beach Hotel. Off Miami Beach, one of the keys. Sonesta Beach Hotel. Oh, welcome back. The show is So What's Your Problem? And it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm burping from this soda bread they gave me. So I have to apologize to the audience. The show is So What's Your Problem? It's a weekly radio program.
And we have a caller, so let's find out what his problem is.
We have callers and experts and crazy. We're trying to help everybody out here and help them with advice. And, you know, we've been I got to say, Kristen, me, and Wayman, partying the whole day.
It's crazy.
And after the show, we're going to go to McGinty's. Okay, Peter, you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, let me ask you a question, seriously.
Anything.
Because you sound like a kind of a cerebral guy. What's the first career you dreamed of having as a kid?
Working for the FBI.
Okay, I like okay. it. I like it. So let me ask you a question. What do you think of Trump's disparaging and denigrating and maligning the FBI and our intelligence organizations? What's your feeling about that?
Totally inappropriate.
I like it. Okay, let me ask you something. This is a good one. What's one thing about you that surprises people? You know, something about you that they would never expect after first meeting you.
My love for reading.
Ah, in other words, you sound like you look more like a jock, but yet you have that intellectual side.
There you go.
Okay, can you tell me what the word lugubrious means?
Mournful.
What is it?
Mournful.
Yeah, sad. Very good. Very good. Okay, let me ask you one more thing, then we'll hear your question. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here's a good one. Knowing what you now know, what advice would you give to your 18-year-old self? And it can't be not to make best friends with your college roommate. What advice would you...
I don't have any...
Yeah, if you were back to like a freshman in college and you know now, you know, maybe you would have just done the same thing.
Yeah, I actually would have, hopefully if it was back then, I hopefully would have tried to pursue a job like being a professional athlete.
Yeah, or FBI.
That never crossed my mind back then.
Or FBI agent. Did you play any sports like in college?
Played hockey. Had a scholarship to play hockey.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Yes, sir.
Defenseman, wing, center.
I'd say defense.
Pardon me?
I still play. I play defense.
Oh, you're defenseman. Okay. All right. So, Peter, what's your problem? What's on your mind? What's going on? Anything at all tonight?
It's this is agenda free, right?
It's gender free.
Agenda-free.
Agenda-free, yes.
So agenda-free. The problem...
Well, we're mostly gender-free.
In other words,
it's agenda-free.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
But as you would say in your line of work, as a segue, the problem has to do with the gender discrimination.
Okay.
And I was reading in today's newspaper, in California a year ago, they passed the Assembly Bill 1887, and it prohibited the use of state funds for travel to any places, any states in the United States that have a discriminatory policy relative to different genders.
So in other words, the state wouldn't provide funds? Is that what you're saying?
They passed the law and they said that any state monies, if you're... So the what I read today had to do with San Diego State. The Aztecs, they've been invited to go to the NCAAs and they're playing...
Right, San Diego State Aztecs,
in Kansas.
Yeah. Okay.
And so the game is in Kansas, except that Kansas is one of the 8 states in the country that has discriminatory policies relative to one's gender.
Right.
And so the issue then comes, well, how can the Aztecs actually go to Kansas and use state money? Right.
And getting into the NCAA tournament is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal, right?
And so, you know... I wouldn't say people are up in arms, but they're saying, well, you're violating the law, in spite of the fact that, you know, you got invited. So what they said was that the NCAA actually pays for their travel and for them to go to Kansas, and that's okay.
Okay. So that's how they get around. So that's how they get around.
That's how they get around it. So either everybody counts or nobody counts. In other words, if the legislature passes it, and I'm you know, pretty much apolitical, but the legislature did pass this bill. And what other teams have done is they actually slept in like another state and then flew in for the day of the game.
That's pretty crazy. It is. You know,
yeah, so that's my problem is that, you know, they say, well, okay, the NCAA is paying for it, so therefore we're not violating the letter of the law or the order spirit.
Yeah, so it's a way to get around. You know, tell me your thoughts on this, and Kristen and Wayman also. Kristen's dozing. I don't know what she's doing. She's texting.
I'm listening.
She's texting a boyfriend. No, I don't know what the hell she's doing.
It could be my discussion that's putting her to sleep.
I don't know. No, I think she may be Googling these fascinating things you're saying. But here's what's happening. In some ways, I'm becoming more of a federalist. Like, because this is a perfect example. I mean, states' rights can get very complicated. You know, for all the politicians say, you know, it should be up to the states, up to the states. I don't like it. I'm against it. Even with, like, with the gun laws now. Florida went from 18 to 21.
Marijuana.
We have to nationalize this stuff. Marijuana. Very good point. And what you're saying, Peter, as well, it's a very good point. Look how crazy it is. And the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
the hypocrisy.
Insane.
Maybe you could stay in another state. If the NCAA pays, it doesn't matter. It's you know, the world's full of hypocrisy.
I have a good line for you. There are two things that you never want to see being made.
Yeah.
And that is sausages and legislation.
Sausages and legislation.
There's two things you never want to see being made. Sausages and legislation.
Yeah.
What if you're watching the Congress and they're giving out sausages? All right, it's a good one. It's a good one. Listen, Peter, that's a very good... No, it's a good call. Because I was actually talking to the other day about, you know, the states' right things drives me nuts. Like when Trump is running, well, it should be up to the states about abortion. Okay, brilliant. You know, my daughter gets pregnant in Pennsylvania, so she'll go next door to Ohio and get a legal abortion.
Right.
Give me a break. And don't piss me off with this already. It's aggravating.
It's been like forever.
Pete, what are you going to do? You're going to throw down another absolute for St. Patty's?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before I go to bed.
Put some green food coloring in that absolute.
What are you reading tonight?
They actually... I am reading a book called I Am Pilgrim.
Oh, I like it. I've heard of it.
I wish I was more of a reader. Yeah. I am just a nod. I'm a movie watcher.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm reading. Okay, so let me ask you another question. If you could spend one day in someone else's shoes, whose would you like to be? One day in somebody's shoes, just one day to feel like it feels like to be in their shoes. All right, Stan Katzer is the correct answer, obviously.
I want to be Stan Katzer for the day.
And may I ask you another question?
That's where I'd like to be.
All right, you're right. What's the best piece of... Oh, I asked you this, right?
Yes.
What's the best piece of advice he's ever been given?
No, you asked Gabe that.
Oh, Gabe. Peter, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given? Then I'm going to give you mine.
That your word is your bond.
Oh, that I
like that one.
Yeah, see, he's originally from the East Coast. East Coast is like be honor amongst thieves.
We're honorable. So are West Coasters.
All right, here's East Coast bias. You know, the best piece of advice I ever got was a couple of things. Go through life, no fear, no guilt. You know, it doesn't mean you jump off the Empire State Building. Don't be afraid to do what you want and don't feel guilty about it. And the other one is take responsibility for what you do. You'll always be a free person. And you could look anybody in the eye and say, I take responsibility. I decided to do this show with Kristen Harold. She's sleeping here.
I decided to do it with Stan Katzer.
She's on whatever the hell she's on with. She's got all kinds of health gurus calling in the show. And she's making me nuts. But it doesn't mean that me, Wayman, and Miss Kristen ain't going to be hitting O'Shanahan's right after
this
show.
Right.
All right, everybody, a wonderful, beautiful St. Patrick's Day. Stay safe out there. I'm Stan Katzer, Kristen Harrell co-host.
Thank you, Stan, for another lovely
Wayman.
Evening.
Come
Thanks
back
for
next
me
week.
Safe in the studio.
What?
Thanks for keeping me safe in the studio on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.